Welcome, everyone, to the Sports Gambling Podcast. I'm your host, Sean Stacking the Green, with my partner in picks, Ryan Real Money Kramer. Ryan, what's happening?
I'll tell you what's happening, Sean. You've been practicing that radio voice.
Oh, yeah. Getting ready, getting jacked.
Getting ready for the Combine.
You know it. Now, wait, NFL Combine just starting now, right?
It is. I believe it might be starting tomorrow.
Okay. Yeah, I started to see reports surfacing. Although, I don't even know why the Eagles are going to the draft. I mean, they got things locked up. They just signed Trent Edwards. Just locked him up.
I don't really understand that.
I don't know what's more. I mean, whatever. I guess they need someone to back up. If you're signing Trent Edwards, I guess it sounds like they're not going to bring Vince Young back. Unless they're just going to give up on Mike Kafka, the third stringer.
So it looks like
Kafka's look good. I don't know why you get rid of that guy.
I think he'll be the backup. Trent Edwards has to be the third stringer, right?
Right, yeah, I guess I meant that, yeah, the only reason you bring in Trent Edwards is if you're getting rid of Vince Young or not re-signing him.
So it looks like the Combine starts Saturday.
All right, and what was our over-under on RG3's 40 time?
I think we made it 4-4, right?
Yeah, 4-4-2.
Was that what it was? And I'm taking...
Yeah, I think you took the under.
Or the over? I don't remember.
All right.
That's too much.
What do you want to go with right now? Let's lock it up so we don't forget.
Well, I don't remember what we set the line to, but I think he's going to run a sub, he's going to run a 4-4. So whatever that puts me under.
Okay.
I'm saying right. 4-4 I'll take four flat.
Okay. All right. I'll take the over. I'll take the over on 4-4. I like my odds there. A lot of, NBA's heating up. What do you think about Jeremy Lin, Ryan? 8-4 against the spread. They just lost... And they didn't cover against the Knicks. Against the Heat. I had the Knicks get 9.5. Got a little ambitious there. I thought he was finding the stride.
So I watched the game. Left work a little early. Went to a bar. Mm-hmm. Watched the game. They played hard. The Knicks played horribly. And they still were kind of you watched the game and you felt like it was a 25-point game. I think the one thing the Heat did that Dallas also kind of did was anytime they run a pick and roll, they just trapped. And he needs to figure out how to he'll figure it out. I think it's just all about learning for him. He didn't quite figure out how to beat the trap, but you know, next time it happens, I have a feeling he'll figure it out.
And turnovers in the backcourt are just inexcusable. Yeah. I mean, it's one thing if you're pushing the ball and you make a bad pass, but if you're just bringing the ball up and you get it stolen, they dunk on you, that's a huge momentum swing. You can't be doing that.
It definitely looked like the Knicks played the night before.
A little sloppy. I mean, but it does seem like Carmelo will find his way in this offense, and it does seem like they're scrappy enough to make a run the Easter.
Yeah, it's weird. It's almost like Jeremy Lin and Chandler's like energy is invigorated the rest of the team.
Yeah, no, I mean, yeah, even in this 14-point loss against the Heat, they still seem like a solid team. Like, they still seem like they're moving the ball well. I mean, yeah, they didn't look great, obviously, against the Heat. And the Heat, quietly... I mean, I guess quiet compared to all the Jeremy Lin noise. Quietly just making a great run here. I don't know, man. I don't see how you favor anyone besides the Heat right now. I guess.
Are you back on the LeBron train?
I don't know. As far as liking him as a player, I mean, I always thought he was good.
As far as loving him as a player?
No. No, he broke my heart, man. He broke my heart when he just phoned it in against the Celtics.
Do you think
that broke my heart.
Do you think LeBron watches... has watched over the past year of them chant MVP for Amari and Melo and Lin and think, wow, I fucked up?
I don't see how you don't. I mean, he's already talking, oh, God, his comments about how... Now, I don't know if we talked...
We touched on it last week, I think.
But how do you leave the door open for returning to Cleveland? That is just people... You're soft. That's what people find annoying. You're soft.
Here's what's crazy.
And you have so much ability. That's what's frustrating.
Here's the insane thing is...
If he had half the heart of Rudiger.
The fact that people think anyone else can win the MVP is mind-boggling. He's averaging 28 points, 8 rebounds, 7 assists, almost 2 steals, half a block. He's shooting 55% from the field, 41% from three-point land. He's having...
Yeah, but it's just because of that. It's just because of Chris Bosh, man. He's just setting him up.
Is that what it is? It makes sense. Those screens.
No, I think the only reason he wouldn't win is that the media is annoyed at him, and it's like a cliche choice. They always like to kind of give it to a non-traditional person.
Well, it's also that he's too great. It's the whole, like, it's the reason that Kobe didn't win as many as he should have in his prime. It's the reason that Nash didn't win his second or third. It's because you get used to the player performing at a certain level, and then it becomes normal for him.
Yeah, it's not a standout year because you had such insanely high expectations going in for him.
Who else can win the MVP this year?
I mean, yeah, I guess you could. It would take a lot, like
you
said.
You can make an argument for Derrick Rose, I guess,
if
they are the one seed.
Bulls have the most wins right now, 27 wins. If they win the number one seed in the East,
you can make an argument for Durant.
Kevin Durant.
Chris Paul.
You can make it. I don't know. If the Clippers win the West, or I mean, if they are their the number one seed.
Even if they're the two seed, I feel like
that's a pretty big jump.
I feel like people give too much credit to Blake Griffin and not enough to Chris Paul at this point.
Well, yeah, I guess I feel like people in the media or people who follow the league know what Chris Paul has done to that team and how it really is his team. But, I mean, Blake Griffin is a human highlight machine. It's hard not to fall in love with that guy.
He was a human highlight machine last year, and they weren't winning games. So,
right. No, I'm saying I think from the fans' perspective, they love Blake Griffin, and you know, he gets asses in seats, but really, Chris Paul, I mean, it is really fun to watch and is a really great player and is just exactly what that team needs. Great guy to just move the ball around, DeAndre Jordan. They have a solid team. It's going to be interesting to see. I am hoping that we get a L.A. Clippers, L.A. Lakers series out here, Ryan.
First round, I think. I have a feeling.
Well, right now, that's if you look at the West right now. I don't know if they played today, either of them. But
the Lakers are playing right now against the
Thunder. Okay, but right now, Clippers are 4 seed, Lakers are 5. Could you imagine that first round playoffs?
You know what? I still think the Lakers would have the edge in a playoff series, just because unless they trade. I mean, it looks like Gasol is going to get traded.
That's crazy. Which is
pretty crazy.
And especially, I feel like since the trade rumors have really heated up and since Kobe came out and spoke out for him, he's had some pretty good games. Even last night, I felt like he had a real strong game.
Yeah, it's
24 points against the Mavs.
It seems like he's going to get traded. So right now, the Clippers are the 3 seed and the Lakers are the 5 seed. If they win, they'll go into a tie with the 4 seed. It's right there. The West is pretty tight right now.
So where are you thinking there's going to be some value as far as East Coast teams, West Coast teams in the playoffs? If the playoffs were to happen right now, Ryan, where do you like some value here in these games?
So we'll start in the East. I think right now it would be Miami versus Boston and New York versus Chicago. That's not a great matchup for Chicago, as crazy as that sounds. I mean, the Knicks can score points. Chicago has a hard time scoring points. But I think the value comes in the 4-5 matchup. Philly versus Orlando.
Wow,
I think
that's not a good matchup for Philly.
Philly is a regular. Philly and Indiana are the two teams this year that will be much like Atlanta is in typical years. They're going to win a bunch of games in the regular season because they have, in the shortened season, the lockout season, they have depth. They'll win a lot of games, but Indiana, I guess, has a better shot, but Philly, to me...
Well, I don't think Philly can beat Orlando in particular just because of Dwight Howard.
Don't think Philly can beat Orlando, Atlanta, New York, or Boston in a 7-game playoff series.
I think they could beat Atlanta. I think out of those teams, I think Atlanta is their best shot to win a first-round playoff. They're going to struggle with... I mean, who knows? Trade deadline, a lot of things could happen, but the way this New York team's playing and the way Boston is a veteran team, I think it's going to be tough to beat either one of those in the first round if you're Philly.
Yeah, and then in the West, it's kind of a crapshoot. I'm sitting pretty. I have a San Antonio to win the West at 20-1, I believe.
Wow.
And I like that right now. I think they match up pretty well against all the teams. I think they have all the elements of a team that you need, a team that can win. You got the point guard, you got veterans, you got role players that aren't scared to take the big shot.
Got a great coach.
You have the best coach in the league. I mean, I wouldn't be scared of the Clippers. I don't think the Clippers can do it this year. I think it's going to come down to Oklahoma City, San Antonio, or Dallas.
Right.
Yeah, I guess Memphis could make a late run if Randolph comes back.
I don't know. I'm not as high on Dallas. I just haven't seen it yet. But, I mean, I see why you give it to them just because they do have a good roster and they have all that. Yeah, they have a lot of experience. But I just feel like Dallas almost made a conscious effort to kind of take this year off.
Dallas is the 4 seed right now, and that's with Lamar Odom playing horribly. So if he starts playing well, that's going to be a tough team.
No. Yeah, I mean, I see where you're coming from.
And
but
the way that Sean Marion shut down Kobe last night, even though they lost, it was pretty impressive.
Yeah, well, they missed some foul shots late, and Lakers probably should have won that game by more. I was feeling that I won the first two games because I had betting against the Wizards and betting against the Bobcats. Ryan, since we last talked,
1-5 combined against the spread.
Exactly. So if you're taking my advice and betting against the Wizards and the Bobcats, you'd be cashing 5-1 right now, looking pretty good.
Yeah,
and
you'd be up like, you know, 3.7 units.
You'd be cruising, man. And then I hit those first two early games, and I thought about going on the late games. I was going to take Lakers and Denver. And Denver ended up covering only – they lost by 8 to the Clippers. I think they were getting 9.5, and then Lakers won outright, and they were getting like 4.5.
Yeah, I don't know. It is tough to see Miami not winning this year. Although I have a...
And it would be great for, as a kind of a... I'm not a outspoken as LeBron hater as I once was, but as a partial LeBron hater, there is something great to just his first ring being in a strike-shortened season.
For those of you who don't know Sean used to love LeBron to the point where he might have had LeBron's children with him.
He was great, man. He was great.
And, I don't know. It is tough. I mean, I in full disclosure, I have a large wager on the Bulls to win the championship. I think it's either 5 or 6 to 1. And of course, and like I said, I had the San Antonio bet. But I just, right now, it seems like it's going to be Miami.
It just feels like this is their year. You know, last year they were distracted. They had everything going on. This year they have better role players, better bench, more focus, less media scrutiny. I don't know why they're complaining about the media focusing on guys like Jeremy Lin or whatever. They're getting so much attention. We'll meet him at the airport. We'll pick him up. Who cares? Just win games and move on. Why are you looking for attention? All the attention.
It's LeBron.
I know. It's just crazy.
Have you not realized he loves the.
Yeah, it's just like. But all you get is negative attention.
He had a half-hour special to declare where he was going to sign.
Right. It was insane, and he deserved it. And the decision was partly why I don't like him. But the real reason why I felt that I lost respect for him as a player was that effort he put out in that Boston series. Atrocious.
So if Delonte West rode up to your house in a three-wheel motorcycle with a satchel of guns to come over and have sex with your mom, you'd be cool with it?
No. I would tell Dan Gilbert to fucking murder Delonte West, and Dan Gilbert would have done that.
It's funny. We were talking about this. Some friends of mine, we were talking about that incident, and it reminded me of the Steve Nash incident where he filed for divorce the day his wife had his child because the child came out half black, and it turned out to be Jason Richardson's kid.
Yeah, this wait, was Richardson on the team?
He was on the team. At the time of the birth of the child, he had moved on to Orlando. Or maybe it was after this whole went down, Steve Nash was basically like, get him out of here. And, God, I would love, we need a Hard Knocks with an NBA team. It seems like some crazy shit goes down.
Yeah, and if you're...
Tony Parker was banging Brent Barry's wife.
Yeah. And here's the thing, if you're that wife and you know there's a chance...
Oh, man.
...that the kid isn't yours, how do you not just get some secret abortion to take care of that?
Wow.
God, women are so dumb.
Yeah.
So now Steve Nash, I mean, I don't know if you know the details, but like, he's not
really
responsible financially, right?
No, and I believe the reason the story came out at all is that he was getting a ton of negative press for being like this heartless bastard because...
divorced his wife on the day...
Tabloids picked it up and said, you know, basically Steve Nash divorced his wife in hospital bed.
Right. Which, you know, makes sense when it comes out half black. And Steve Nash, meanwhile, the whitest dude of all time.
Yeah, he's Canadians, Canada's best athlete, man.
That is funny, though. You think like a guy like Steve Nash from Canada seems like just a...
He's Steve Nash. What's she doing?
Right. He seems like that black dick. He doesn't seem crazy. He doesn't seem... You know, I'm just wondering, how could Steve Nash not find a nice guy? You know, some of these guys going out to the club.
A nice girl, you mean?
Right.
Well, maybe a guy.
Whatever. Maybe that's why she had to go to Jason Richardson. Put it this way. Why is Steve Nash dating a chick who probably should be on the Basketball Wives? He should have a nice stay-at-home soccer mom. He's into soccer. They can say,
Sarah Palin, basically.
Yeah, say don't you know to each other. It's just funny. Like, you think, oh, he would be able to find, because he doesn't seem like a guy who's out partying all the time. It's not a racial thing. Speaking of Delonte West, Ryan. Delonte West, he should look into taking some performance-enhancing drugs. I know, Sean, that doesn't make sense. What are you getting at?
Oh.
What I'm getting at is Ryan Braun, National League MVP from last year, had his 50-game suspension rescinded by the third party that was assigned as a arbitrator in the Major League Baseball case against him, and you know, the player union representing him, of course. They threw it out, and supposedly... The reason is he had herpes, and the drug he was taking, whatever performance-enhancing drug, was used to treat the herpes.
Yeah, so this a couple of things. A couple reactions to this story.
Sure.
One, this is great relief, as I last year traded for Ryan Braun in my keeper baseball fantasy league. So I'm now
so somehow in some weird connected way, Ryan Braun having herpes helped you win.
Secondly. I don't know, backed up the theory that there's no reason to go to Milwaukee. I mean,
just get herpes.
Just grow, like, you know, the hot chicks still have herpes. It's just...
Well, supposedly, now, this is just rumor.
Allegedly? No real facts here.
No, I may just be making this up, but that's why Prince Fielder got out of town. Too many nasty chicks in Milwaukee, so he moved over to Detroit where there's a lot of classy gals. Oh, God bless Ryan Braun. I mean, it's a shame that it has to come out that he has herpes. But, I mean, it was everyone says it's a medical condition that's embarrassing, and then you just Google Ryan Braun. And if you Google Ryan Braun right now, the third thing, like, herpes comes up. Why have we gotten to this in society where you can't even...
Well, Sean, would
Babe
you
Babe Ruth probably
that...
had clap
oh,
and...
Oh, my goodness. Can you imagine the things he... Would you, Sean Green, announce to the world that you had herpes for $7 million?
Was that what he would be losing?
His contract is somewhere in like the $15 to $18 million a year, I believe.
So this is a great poll question, Ryan.
A third of the season.
If you were Ryan Braun, would you admit to having herpes, or would you take the 50-game suspension?
Oh, herpes all day. He's a baseball player. He's going to go into a bar and... He's going to pass that herpes on like a baton.
Yeah, it's not HIV. Come on, it's herpes. You live with it. I mean, you've seen those herpes commercials. Now you're going to be kayaking, canoeing, and then winning the National League MVP.
It's going to be like West Hollywood in Milwaukee. There's just nothing but AIDS billboards in West Hollywood. And in Milwaukee,
it's all going to be Ryan Braun's face. Get checked.
Yeah, it's like, it does stay with you.
Like Eddie Murphy says, this is like luggage. You get this forever. That's not a great Eddie Murphy impression.
No. But yeah, baseball. Baseball's coming.
Baseball is coming.
I didn't actually look at it, but I saw that some major sports books have released their win total for the year over.
Oh, okay. Now, Ryan, for the past couple of years, I've made a living.
Yep.
Off of taking the over in the Phillies win. I think last year was 97.5. The year before was like 92.5.
I want to say this year, like I said, I don't remember, but I want to say somewhere in the 93, 94 range.
And last year I took the over and they were getting plus 130, so I only threw like 400 to win 520, I think.
Yeah, but we'll in a couple weeks we should have some more solid numbers on that. We'll go through that. That'll be fun.
Yeah, we'll look forward to that.
Nothing
some baseball
better than
action.
Baseball is the best season prop sport because there's so many. You can do like home runs, RBIs, runs.
Oh yeah, it's
everything.
A stat nerd's dream.
But yeah, I don't know, man. Baseball, still in football withdrawal.
Yeah, I know. It is tough, man. It's that drip. Now it's just Sunday. It's like hanging around. I get edgy Sunday afternoons. Need
a
beer to calm down.
So Sunday can be the second annual NBA All-Star Fiesta at Baby Blues in West Hollywood.
Yeah, what time is the All-Star game?
I don't know. We should make a point to go down there, though.
Check it out.
Looks like it's 8 p.m. or 5 p.m. Western.
5 p.m. West. All right, cool. Now, the All-Star game, we talked about it earlier. We had that epic run on the first half over that we hit last year. It was a great time. Ryan, let's take a look here at the All-Star Weekend NBA props, see if you got those.
All right, so we'll start with – so the NBA is doing something new this year. Instead of having the rookies versus the sophomore players.
Real quick, Ryan, what can be done to save the slam dunk contest? They show these old footage of Jordan taking off at the foul line and the plays erupting. It's just – are we just bored of dunks? Is that our YouTube culture? We've just gotten burned out on dunks?
Two things. One – you should be required, I think, unless you win three in a row, you have to defend your championship. The fact that Blake Griffin's not in the dunk contest is ridiculous.
The fact that the guy said he gets worn out from the dunk contest?
You're required to, A, if you, after 3 years, you're done. You can leave on top. But within that range, you have to show up. Number two, someone from the home team has to be in the dunk contest.
Yeah.
Has to be in the dunk contest. Has to be in every event, really.
Yeah, why not? That helps get the crowd jacked up. Yeah. And they should do something, I don't know. I don't necessarily like the time limit. I think maybe you should add some pressure to the dunks where you don't get to just keep trying the same dunk over and over.
It should be more like, here's what it should be like. It should be more like a surf competition where you're allowed to catch 10 waves and your top three waves count.
Okay.
That way, you're not sitting there watching a guy miss a dunk, you know, for 2 minutes or whatever the time limit is. Guy goes up, tries his dunk, misses it. Okay, that's one attempt.
Yeah, maybe it's just like you get 2 minutes of dunking and the best dunks you can do. And maybe one guy goes for quantity. Maybe a guy gets five pretty solid dunks versus one guy getting one amazing dunk.
Yeah, I don't know. I just think it's – the problem is that these dudes are too freakish at this point. I mean, if you look back at some of the things that Wilkins and Jordan did, it's like, all right.
Yeah, I mean, Blake Griffin's dunk like last night was insane, and some of them didn't even get on the highlight reel.
I mean, Nate Robinson jumped over a 7-foot dude. I don't know. It's just
I think it's almost like porno, and that just we've seen it all. It's tough to get excited.
Yeah, I mean, 20 years ago, if you saw a lady gagging on a man's genitals, you might get excited about it. Like, it's like, all right, that's a Tuesday.
I like how he cleaned it up there. Yeah, but it's just we've gotten burned out on dunks, man.
All right, so the first thing they've changed is there's no longer the rookie sophomore game. It's called the Rising Stars game, and TNT, who I guess it owns the rights to the All-Star game, the way teams were determined was Charles Barkley was one captain, Shaquille O'Neal was the other.
Nice.
Shaquille O'Neal showed up with a t-shirt that said Black Pat Riley. So basically, I'll give you some highlights of their teams. The first picks were, Shaq had the first pick, he took Blake Griffin. Solid. I don't know how you don't take Blake Griffin here.
Yeah, he's considered a sophomore.
So Chuck takes Kyrie Irving with his first pick, and then follows that up with DeMarcus Cousins. That's a nice 1-2 combo. And then Shaq takes Lin and Rubio.
Oh, wow.
Nice.
Oh, that's
going to
be a fun Lin and Rubio lob into Blake.
And then Chuck takes Paul George and Derek Williams, some swingmen, nice swingmen. Nothing's exciting.
Yeah.
Shaq takes Greg Monroe, who's probably the best player. No one knows who he is. He plays in Detroit. Went to Georgetown, really good passing big man, and then followed that up with Markieff Morris, another he was one of the Morris brothers on Kansas last year, if you watch college.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Chuck took, now here's where it gets crazy, he takes Marshawn Brooks or whatever, but then John Wall going late.
Wow, how do you follow that far?
I don't know. And then,
well, I guess you get the 2 point guards, Lin and Rubio, but still, Wall, why did Chuck not pick him earlier?
And then Kemba Walker, Landry Fields, who there's Landry Fields, a solid player from the Knicks.
What's Kemba been doing this year?
He's on the Bobcats.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's right.
then Gordon Hayward, Splitter, Cole Knight, nothing crazy. Kawhi Leonard, Tristan Thompson, Evan Turner. So whatever. So now those are the teams. Instead of having any, like, it's just two guys pick teams. And based on... I gave you the main guy. So based on that, what would you think the spread's going to be, Sean? Who do you think is going to be favored, first of all?
Well, I think I think Vegas is going to automatically favor the team Blake's on just because he's the biggest name. And we got Blake, Lynn, and Rubio, probably three of some of the bigger names. So I'm going to take Shaq's team -4.
Pretty solid, Sean. It's actually Team Shaq -5.
Wow.
I feel like the fact that – I think the ultimate X factor here is that the fact that Chuck has Kyrie Irving and John Wall, who are clearly the two best point – well, Rubio, I guess, and Lynn are solid, but Irving and Wall are better, I think. But besides that, I just – like, who's going to guard Blake Griffin?
No, and they're not going to want to guard him. They're going to let him dunk and do his thing, and they're just going to try and score points. But Blake scores points so easily, where some of these other guys are going to be shooting jumpers or whatever, you know, trying to look pretty,
so
hitting
who do
some
you
threes.
Like? Taking Team Shaq?
Yeah, you got to take Team Shaq.
I'll go against you. I'll take the points, just because it's an all-star game. What I like is the over-under. We seem to be getting a discount here. 267. I like the over. These are young kids.
Why not,
man?
135.
It's going to be no defense, layups, and dunks.
What time's the game at?
A lot of lobs. The game is at 6:05 p.m. on Friday.
Ooh. Okay. All right. No, actually, that's probably better because they don't have a time. They don't have a chance to go out and get hung over yet.
So I'll go Team Chuck and the over, but heavy play on the over.
Yeah, I mean, I like the over here.
For the obvious reasons, right?
Exactly. They're not going to want to play defense. The guys barely want to play defense in the regular season. You think they're going to play it in the Rising Stars game?
So then you have, let's see here. So I guess the dunk contest also happens on Friday?
Really? I thought that was a Saturday night.
All right, this time is off. But anyway, so then we got the dunk. We'll go backwards. We'll start with Oh, this is a fun... I don't have a line on this game, unfortunately, but here's a prop. 2012 All-Star Celebrity Game. Who scores the first points?
Wow. Who are the... you have any choices?
We got choices. The favorites, Common, Doug Gottlieb.
Does Common even... Does Common even rap anymore, or does he just do...
You know what? He was on... I was watching... Bill Maher's show on HBO, and he was the guest. He was a guest recently. And it's like Common has gone from, like, rapping about some pretty, like, hard shit to being this poet who is, like, a political entity now and an actor. He's in a ton of movies.
What about Bieber? Didn't Bieber win the MVP last year in the celebrity game?
So...
That kid
Bieber
can ball.
Bieber is not on the list.
Really? Is he not playing?
You know, this is how old I feel. I don't know any of these people.
Rattle them off, Ryan. Let's
Common, see. Doug Gottlieb, who I think is some like
he's a sports anchor.
Kevin Hart,
he's a black comedian.
See this?
He's Vinny? He's a guy who does the impressions of Shaq and stuff.
Oh, is he the guy who does? He's the guy with Frank Caliendo.
No. That guy, that's Ari Spears. He also does a Shaq.
So then there's Vinny Guadagnino.
Oh, Vinny from Jersey Shore.
Oh, all right. Yeah, I like that guy.
It's dumb Guido.
Yeah, maybe I'll grab
him. Can't ball.
Neo.
I think he's a rapper.
Yeah, I know who he is. JB Smooth. Not sure who that is.
He's the black dude from Curb Your Enthusiasm.
All right.
He's a pretty funny guy.
Yeah, he is funny. Interesting.
Funny fella. What
funny,
else we got
funny
here?
Funny like a clown.
Yeah.
Javier Colon.
I don't know who that
Jesse
is.
Jesse Williams.
No idea.
Jonathan Scott. Drew Scott.
Don't know.
Who gives a shit? Just take Vinny.
I like JB Smooth.
All right.
He's going to probably be a long shot, and he's a black
guy. I'm sorry
kid.
I brought this prop bet up. It's awful. All right, so the back to the real shit. So Taco – I love how they have the sponsor in the event name when you're gambling.
I know.
The
online.
Taco Bell Skills Challenge. So this is the one where the typically
it is hilarious
guards,
that Taco Bell is sponsoring the Skills Challenge.
What's one of the skills? Eating one of their $5 boxes and not shitting
and
your pants.
People that work at Taco Bell have no skills. It's just hilarious on so many levels.
All right, so you have...
Promoting the first meal.
So actually...
That should be part of the skills challenge. Like, if they really made it interesting, you would have to eat, like, 2,000...
You have to eat one of those 10 taco meals?
Exactly. You have to put down, the first meal and a fourth meal, and then do the skills challenge.
Oh, wow. The fourth meal challenge. All right, so this is the one where they dribble, point guards dribble around, they throw some passes, they shoot some shots, they whatever. So there's six competitors. Stephen Curry, who I believe is playing as I know he got hurt, but Deron Williams, Russell Westbrook, John Wall, Kyrie Irving, Tony Parker.
Wait, how long has Russell Westbrook been in the league? His third year?
He's his fourth year, I believe.
Oh, okay.
Could be third, though. He just signed an extension. So.
All right. So what are we saying? Just who's going to win the skills challenge?
So who would you think is the favorite out of that group?
Sorry, run it by me again. Stephen Curry.
Deron Williams, Russell Westbrook, John Wall, Kyrie Irving, Tony Parker.
And it's all like passing, dribbling, that kind of stuff?
Yeah, it's you start with a layup, you dribble around some things, you throw a bounce pass, you throw a chest pass.
I mean, this is tough to handicap. Give me John Wall.
John Wall, 4-1. So here are the odds. Stephen Curry, 3-1, the favorite. Deron Williams and Russell Westbrook are 3.5-1. John Wall, 4-1. Kyrie Irving, 5.5-1. Tony Parker, 5.5-1. I kind of like taking Kyrie Irving because he's the rookie. He's going to be trying the hardest. That is true.
And is he? He's not in the. Obviously, he's not in the regular All Star game. He's just in the other game.
He's in the.
Curry's a little nicked up. Tony Parker, I might take
both the long shots just for fun. Tony Parker's having a great season.
Yeah,
he's as quick as they come.
Yeah, but you know, an old guy like that, you never know if he gives a shit. But then part of it could be, I want to school these new kids.
Yeah, I mean, he's got fresh legs since he got rid of that old bag, Eva Longoria. You ever see the pictures of her without makeup on?
She does not look good. Yeah, she's on, what is she on, Cougar Town or something?
I don't know. That neighbor show.
Yeah.
On ABC. Who gives a shit, right?
Anyway. Exactly.
All right, moving on.
Desperate Housewives.
Speaking of which, did you see how awesome Deron Williams played? Like, he was kind of like, fuck this Jeremy Lin guy.
Yeah. No, he had a great game.
He just went to town. Man, that guy's a beast. If Dallas gets him and Dwight Howard, oh.
It is funny how this is just motivating all the point guards in the country. Just get some... It's, there is some racial element here when they see an Asian guy just balling hard.
Yeah, basically he's like, I'm not getting beat by this. Because Deron Williams played him earlier and got beat.
So wait, real quick. Dallas, they have a chance to... who do they get?
So Dallas, the reason, like you said, Dallas kind of looked at this season as we're going to clear... Like apparently they have... If they can deal Sean Marion, they have the... I think they have the ability to free up like $30 million in cap space.
Yeah, and then get Deron Williams and
Dwight. And in theory, they could end up with Dwight Howard and Deron Williams.
And it doesn't look like they're going to trade Dwight Howard, right, Orlando?
And here's the thing. If I'm a player, I think Deron Williams is from the Dallas area. But if I'm a player, I mean, at some point it comes down to the owner, right? Like you want to go work for a guy who seems cool as shit.
Right.
And if there's any owner that's going to be giving you shit on the side or like hooking you up with stuff on the side, it's going to be, Mark Cuban.
Yeah, you're going to get a free subscription to HDNet.
You want to talk about a big market. I mean, the Dallas metro area is the fourth largest market.
Yeah.
So it's not like you're going to a small
market.
And
isn't Texas one of those states that's good on state income tax, too?
I would imagine, Texas and Florida. Based on their gubernatorial history. What's the word there, Sean?
Yeah, that sounds right.
Yeah. All right. Anyway, then we move on to the three-point contest, which... This is awesome because Kevin Durant's in it.
Wow, really?
Yeah. It's got a couple stars. Usually it's a bunch of like, who? Who are you? Oh, you're the white guy in the Knicks.
Novak from the Knicks on?
No, he's been lighting it up too.
Yeah, I saw it. He was like 4-for-4 earlier.
So Anthony Morrow, who is on the Nets this year, of Golden State fame. James Jones, of course, from Miami. Mario Chalmers from Miami. I don't see why a team gets to have two players in the three-point contest.
Yeah, that's kind of boring.
Ryan Anderson from Orlando, who is he's their power forward, white guy, can shoot well. But then it comes to Kevin Love from Minnesota.
Oh, that's awesome.
And Kevin Durant.
You got to love a big man. I mean, Kevin Durant's a big man, too, really.
So who are you taking?
I mean, I like Kevin Love. Give me Kevin Love. He's probably a long shot, right?
Here's the craziest part. Kevin Love and Durant are the two long shots. Kevin Love 6-1. Kevin Durant 5-1.
That's insane.
I mean, Kevin Durant can easily win this. I don't know. Anyway.
Yeah, no. I mean, Kevin Durant, he's got a great shot. It's frustrating sometimes when you watch it when he just dribbles down
and miss.
Pulls up a three and you're like, God, just take it to the rim, dude. You're so big and so strong. And then he hits the three and you're like, oh, good call.
So then, yeah, I think I might put a couple dollars on Kevin Durant.
What's
5-1?
It's pretty solid. That's pretty solid. Who's the odds-on favorite?
Anthony Morrow.
What's he looking at?
Anthony Morrow and Ryan Anderson are essentially 3-1.
All right. No, I don't know. You got to take a big name fun guy like either Durant or Kevin Love.
Seriously.
Depending on who you're feeling there.
And then the dunk contest, which I don't know. I guess I'm hoping that because
whoever Kia's sponsoring this year, that's who I'm taking.
It sucks that there's no big names, but I don't know. Maybe some of these young guys will try to make a name for themselves. So the odds-on favorite is Paul George, who of course is the guy. He plays for the Indiana Pacers. And last year, as a 20-year-old, he was listed as 6'8". This year, grew two full inches, and now is 6'10", and having a very good season. He's plus 150. Never seen him dunk before. Can't tell you what he looks like dunking. Jeremy Evans on Utah, plus 350. No idea about this guy at all. They really should do a better job of picking someone people at least might know, might have heard of before. Derek Williams, who from Minnesota, rookie, number 3 pick, something like that. He's plus 275. And Chase Budinger, the white representative, plus 275 from Houston. I can't...
Has a white guy ever won the dunk contest?
I can't remember a more disinterested field.
Is that
more,
it? Four yeah, guys?
That's it.
Oh, my God. This dunk contest is horseshit.
Yeah, who is excited about this? I mean, I hope the white guy comes out and just throws it down hard. But.
I don't think a white guy has ever won a dunk contest.
Well, what you have
right?
to think about is who has the coolest... Who has the teammate that's going to make it, like is Rubio going to come out and throw
some
sick pass?
Wasn't Shumpf going to...
So Shumpert backed out. Or he didn't back out. He got hurt.
Oh, okay.
His knee's fucked up. But, I don't know. I guess...
So who do we... Yeah, who are their teammates?
I would go...
Who are you thinking?
Well, I'm thinking, you know, what Jeremy Evans. I don't know what teammate he'd bring from Utah. Paul George maybe brings Collison or Granger or someone else that will be there. I just think Derek Williams, Rubio's going to be in the house.
Okay, yeah. You sold me.
Rubio or Kevin Love are both in the house. They can make, you know, they could ump the ante for the dunk.
Yeah, I like Rubio as my setup man.
I say Derek Williams at plus 275.
Okay.
He's the second long shot. Why not?
Sounds like a plan, man. All right, now give me the what do you think?
Oh, so the spread.
Yeah, let's get to the game, all right, Ryan.
So what
East
you,
versus
all right,
West.
So what are you thinking for the? So the starting lineups, of course, are...
Yeah, read the lineups
in the East.
Off.
I don't have it in front of me, but I think I know it from memory. We have Derrick Rose, Dwayne Wade in the backcourt, with a front court of...
LeBron.
LeBron, Melo, and someone. Howard, probably.
Yeah.
So, is that what it... Oh, we got to look it up now, Sean.
All right, I'll put it on pause. All right, we're back, Ryan. What do you got here?
All right, so we got the East. We got Derrick Rose and Dwayne Wade in the backcourt with a frontcourt of LeBron, Melo, and Dwight Howard, which is pretty ridiculous. And the West starters include Andrew Bynum.
Wow.
Blake Griffin and Kevin Durant in the frontcourt.
Oh, man.
With Kobe and Chris Paul in the backcourt.
Yeah. I don't know. Somehow I'm more intrigued by the East lineup.
Yeah, the East you have Bosch, Dang, Hibbert. I don't know. The West is better, deeper. Marc Gasol, Aldridge, Kevin Love, the West is a better team. Dirk, Westbrook, Tony Parker. Anyway, so shockingly, the East is favored by a point.
Wow. East is minus one.
I am all over the West here.
Yeah, no, like you said, what's the go over some of the West bench players?
All right, but here's the full West roster. You got Durant, Griffin, Kobe, Chris Paul, Andrew Bynum starting off the bench. Aldridge, Marc Gasol. Wow, Marc Gasol made it, and Pau Gasol did not make it.
That's crazy.
So Aldridge, Marc Gasol, Love.
Quick side note: did I tell you I know that? I do stand up, or I've done stand up with that guy who's the Pau Gasol double. Have you ever seen him?
No.
Oh yeah, I think you go to paugasoldouble.com.
Is he as big?
What do you mean? He's a tall guy. Like, I don't think he's as tall as Gasol, but he looks a lot like...
And he's got that mop on his head?
Yeah. No, you can probably look it up now online real quick. Pau Gasol double. But, dude, he just made, like... he does, like, private parties and just shows up as Pau Gasol. And,
wow.
Yeah, like, a lot of his stand-up act is just talking about how he looks like Pau Gasol.
That's got to annoy you that this guy's getting fame off some bullshit yeah, gimmick.
Yeah, I mean, it is... obviously, it's kind of a gimmick, but, you know.
Oh, wow. All right.
Dude, we should try to get him on the show as Pau Gasol.
He looks
I don't know if his voice is really that
I think
good.
I think the better way to describe him would be super, super creepy pedophile Pau Gasol.
But he does look like Pau Gasol,
he's
right?
Got him.
Yeah, he's like gets in newspapers and stuff.
That's funny.
He was really bummed out about the lockout, and I think he's also really kind of freaking out that the fact that Pau Gasol might get traded. Because, you know, I mean, being in L.A., people put up with this horse shit, but... What if he had to move to, like, Houston or something?
I was going
to
say Boston. He'd get, like, beat up by some rabid fans.
That'd be hilarious.
So, yeah, you have Aldridge and Gasol, Kevin Love, Dirk Nowitzki, and then Nash, Tony Parker, and Russell Westbrook. So that's a pretty solid squad.
All right, man. I like the West, dude. Give me the West.
To compare to the East starters might be better, but then you have Bosch, Dang, Hibbert, Iguodala. Let's see, Joe Johnson stepping back for injuries. Paul Pierce somehow made the All-Star team.
Wow.
Rondo and Deron Williams.
Is Rondo, they let him play in the All-Star game?
Yeah. Did you see him throw the ball?
He whipped the ball at the ref? God, what a piece of shit that Rondo is. Like, all that guy has to do is not be a piece of shit and hit a jump shot from the foul line. He'd be one of the greatest players of all time.
Bit of a side note. Did you happen to catch the first episode of Eastbound and Down?
No. I have it TV'd. I haven't seen it yet. Is it good?
Oh, I was just thinking of Rondo doing what he did. There's a great scene where Danny McBride says to his black teammate, "N-word, please."
Oh, that's great.
It's a strong first episode.
Is it Jeremy Miner? That dude from.
I think so. Yeah, I've seen him before. I don't know.
He's on my basketball team.
Oh, really? Yeah. Are you in some
Comedy Nerd Basketball League, and he's on the team. He plays. We get some pickup games going, and he's a good player.
No, yeah, nice.
So, you know.
So anyway,
knows how to handle
the rock.
1 point
spread.
Okay.
I like the West.
Yeah, I'll take the West. Give me the West, and let's. More importantly, Ryan, first half over under and game over under.
Don't have any first half lines yet, but
wow.
I know.
There's got to be a total out, right, for the game?
I got the total.
Oh, okay. What are we looking at?
We're looking at...
275.
280.
Wow.
Wow.
I like the over.
In a shocking development, I also like the over.
So the under is going to be around 140, right?
First half will be right around 140. I think, what was it when we had that that moment?
I think it was like 137, yeah. But that's just a guess.
And if you remember, they shot horribly.
They came out really cold, and we were like, this is impossible.
They were missing everything. They were missing everything, and they still hit it. So take the over. Thank us later.
Easy money, man. Easy money. All right, Ryan, let's see. Before we wrap things up here, a couple quick side notes. Oh, my God. Speaking of gambling, did you see Paris Hilton won $30,000 playing blackjack? I don't know why. I came across that story and just thought, yeah.
That's annoying, right?
Yeah. But then part of me gets turned on by the fact
that gambles.
That Paris Hilton throws around money.
Yeah, why not?
Oh, and also, other side basketball note, I auditioned for a Hanes commercial. I didn't get it, but it would have. It involves Michael Jordan. And so I was just like daydreaming about, you know, I'm on the set of this Hanes commercial. Me and Mike really hit it off. Then, you know, it takes me to Vegas. We go on this sweet epic run. It's a long shot, but good times there. Oh, and of course, we'd be remiss to not mention the chink in the armor, Ryan. The elephant in the room.
Yeah. That was
the story. ESPN, of course, posting the title, chink
so
in
of
the
course,
armor.
I mean, it started with, the racial slurs started with one Jason Whitlock, right?
Yeah, well, that was obviously an intended joke where he just said, you know, alluded to some small penis joke about Asians.
Yeah, which is, you know, whatever. My only problem is that he brought it up, and he's the first guy to try to bring the race card into any discussion.
Yeah.
So it's like, shut up.
Exactly.
I don't know. But, yeah, then pretty crazy that not only did someone write this, but someone approved it. Like, what?
Yeah, well, and it's, I mean, their argument, I guess, was that or I don't know. I've just heard, you know, people talking to the media about it over and over. It happened 2:30 at night. It was an overnight story. He just typed it up, whatever.
Still. Look, it's ESPN. Here's the thing. You're not blogging. Someone's approving it. That content is getting sent somewhere, and there's at least an editor plus probably someone else that has to approve it making it to the site.
And if there isn't, there should be. And I don't think you should fire this guy because I don't think he was trying to do a racial joke, but I think
really, Sean? You don't think he was doing that was intended?
No, I don't think so.
How? I don't know how you can write that.
He's a 28-year-old super religious dude. Why would he go out of his way to get fired like that?
Then he's retarded and he doesn't deserve to have a job. I mean,
well, then he's dude. If you grew up in a, I don't know the guy, but I'm just going off of reports. If you grew up in a religious place and you didn't hear people throwing around chink all the time, maybe it's not impossible to think that the guy got used to saying a chink in the armor and just put that on there, not thinking. Yeah. He should get suspended for not thinking. But I don't think it warranted being fired.
All right,
the guy who said chink in the armor on ESPN, the guy who read the copy, is married to an Asian chick. So I don't think he's getting off on that or is like
I guess the point is that how in this society do you – and you're working for a multinational news corporation.
You're considered an editor. You should be thinking about how your stuff gets interpreted.
He is one of, what, two people in the NBA that are Asian? We're not talking about, like, it's the only, I don't know, it's just...
It is an expression they use all the time.
Sure, but
it's not like he said...
It's also a perfect time to bring out one of those, like, double-meaning headlines that they love to do. I mean...
They do, the sports do love it.
They love, sports in general, they love the double meaning, right? So it's always going to be...
Right, but if this guy, I'm just imagining that this guy working at ESPN is sane, and that realizes that if he intended to make a joke about chinks, that he would get fired.
Yeah.
And I can't imagine why you would do that.
I don't know.
I think it was an honest mistake, but I think you deserve to have some penalties for that mistake. But it's like, how can you get fired? I think you have a case there by just saying, look, I didn't grow up where people were using that word. I'm not... You know, it's not, I've heard the word, but it's not in my first thought when I see an Asian person. I don't think of it like that. How could you get in trouble for that?
But if you're writing to an audience of millions, you should be aware of that. My point is you need to be aware of that, especially when you're dealing with a situation where it just happens to be this Asian American who's blowing up. I don't know. It's just, it seems...
Right. He should have been more careful, but my argument is I don't think it was intentional.
Maybe it's not. I don't know. I don't know as much about this guy as you.
But if it was intentional, then why would the guy reading the copy before he read it on the air? Why wouldn't he say something? You know what I mean? Like, if it was so obviously intentional, how did it slip through so many people?
That's the problem, right?
You couldn't just say like a gook and a rice patty. That would not make it through the ESPN copy.
Yeah, I don't know. So
either way,
I don't know. It was a pretty crazy story.
Yeah, no, it's bizarre.
So should we touch on what everyone's really going to be excited about on Saturday or Sunday, whenever the Oscars are? The Oscars.
Oh, nice! Yeah, give us some Oscars.
Are we not going to be betting on Oscars? All right, so let's just do with the best one, the big ones. Right? Let's see. All right, we'll start with this. Best Director. See, apparently The Artist is this really good movie.
Yeah, it's a silent film.
It probably sucks. Is it really?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. All right, Best Director, The Artist, the guy who did The Artist, Scorsese for Hugo, Payne for The Descendants, Tree of Life, Midnight, Woody Allen. What the fuck?
I haven't seen any of these movies, but I'd say Artist.
Minus 1,000. That's not even fun.
Maybe Scorsese?
I don't think so.
What's his odds?
+550
Yeah.
It's not even a fun year to gamble on the Oscars. The Artist is 1-12 to win Best Picture.
1-12
Yeah.
So you got to bet $12 to win one.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
What's the point? What's a long shot?
I don't know. It's like,
what's a long shot?
All right. So the long shots are Extremely Loud and Incredibly Close, that 9/11 movie.
Yeah. What are their odds?
75-1. All right. Midnight in Paris, 75-1.
I'll throw $5 on Incredibly Loud.
So I'm thinking War Horse at 40-1.
All right. Spielberg.
Adapted from a play.
Okay.
Let's see here. Odds, best actor, the guy, some dude from the art. Why did I bring all this stuff up? Brad Pitt, Moneyball, 15-1.
Okay. No, wait. So the Oscars are going to be going on the same time as the NBA All-Star Game?
Aren't the Oscars typically... They're saying the Oscars are on... When are the Oscars?
Is it this Sunday or is it next Sunday?
No. They've been setting up down in Hollywood. I drive by it every day.
That's crazy.
Yeah. I don't know. Who thought to compete with the All-Star Game with the stupid Oscars? Yeah, they're Sunday, February 26th.
Oh, God. Thankfully, I have not been invited to any Oscar parties. Don't care.
Is that something that happens in your world, Sean?
Yeah. You know, Oscar parties are a thing, I guess.
God, I'm glad I'm not involved in that. That's just awful. All
right, what else?
Yeah, nothing fun there. The other thing, not that either of us are big MMA fans, but...
Let's take a look.
There's a UFC 144 this weekend. Fights of interest, Rampage. Rampage is fighting Ryan Bader.
What's the Ryan the Master?
Rampage is -280. I feel like... Maybe just take Bader for +220. Rampage is old. I mean, he's
dude. Been, I always love throwing some underdog
so
bets.
So hard
in MMA.
To bet against the guy who wears a chain around his neck. Seriously.
Yeah, but he was also in. Wasn't he in that movie that was really bad?
Oh, the A Team.
Yeah.
Oh, Sean.
Did you see it?
Wasn't bad. Speaking of movies that won't be bad.
Oh, yes. Act of Valor.
Tomorrow, I should plug that if anyone is in the area, tomorrow, I'm not even sure if this will be posted.
Yeah, I'll post. This will be posted Friday.
I'll be going to the 11:45 a.m. showing at the Pacific Theaters in Glendale. At the Sean, you sound disappointed, but I will also be attending a showing probably at the Hollywood Arclight on Saturday.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sweet. All right.
Don't worry. I never seen the movie, and I'm still confident I want to watch it twice.
Nice. Sounds good.
Yeah. It was... I went over to invite... we have a new... My new boss's boss, and, you know, I think he's in.
So, Ryan, what are the over-under times you see Act of Valor?
Well, I'm definitely seeing it too. I guess we should set it at 2.5.
2.5. Yeah. Will you be sold the third time?
Are we talking in theater? In the theater. Or just in general.
Let's just
watch it a ton on the comes out on TV.
Yeah, so
I'll set it to 3, just to be safe.
Lifetime views, or theater views is 3?
Theater
3?
Views at 3.
Wow, that's crazy. I'm going to take the under. Wow. There's no way you're going to a movie 4 times. You don't have it in your run.
Have you seen the trailer?
Oh. Yeah, no. Ammunition.
My biggest fear is that that's the only cool parts in the movie.
No, they can't make
not
that.
Not possible, right?
Yeah, it's too jacked. I mean, it's real Navy SEALs.
That would be great if it wins some Oscars next year and
yeah.
Navy SEALs are accepting, just making these giant Hollywood pussies cower.
Cower in my bootstraps.
I like how one of the dudes apparently is this like 6'6", 250-pound dude from Staten Island. Like,
oh, that's awesome.
Yeah. I don't know how it can go wrong.
No,
someone told me today, I go, hey, you want to go see this movie at lunch tomorrow? I don't know. I heard the acting's not that good.
What?
I just want to. Of course. What kind of retard are you? God.
Who goes into Act of Valor looking for good acting?
I don't know, Sean.
It's horseshit, Ryan.
Every day I just get disappointed.
All right. Watched the first episode of Top Shot.
So I have not watched the second. So all right.
We'll have to check it out, man.
Do you not agree that Colby is really?
The host Colby.
Hard to really think he could step it up another notch, but he has done it.
Yeah, a lot of crying for the first episode. I'm pissed. I forgot to pull some clips, but
yeah,
I'm expecting some more crying going on.
We will we will have a full recap next episode as the dark months of gambling happen.
Exactly. We need something to see us through the light that is the NBA playoffs. Maybe some NHL playoffs. Feel like.
Well, the good news is maybe not next episode, but the one after that, we will be right in the heart of conference tournaments and on the verge of March Madness.
Yeah, we're already getting rivalry games in college basketball. I took Michigan +5 against Ohio State. Nice win on Saturday.
Yeah, that was. I've actually personally I have not wagered in since the Super Bowl, taking a little break. The Super Bowl was really emotional. I smoked more cigarettes in the playoffs this year than I had in the rest of my life, so I decided to take a break. Need to step back, but I will once conference tournament time.
Oh, you're going to bet on the All-Star game.
Yeah, you're right. I will. Over.
Yep.
I'm going to parlay the two overs together, in fact.
Dude, you can do that? You can parlay a first half over in the game over?
Yeah, we can pretend.
Okay.
No, I'm saying the Rising Stars over with the
with
the All-Star game over.
I like it. I like it, Ryan. All right, and of course, log on to sportsgamblingpodcast.com. You can subscribe to the podcast in iTunes. You can click on the Amazon link, support the show there, and you can also go to winthetrophy.com, referral code STG. You can gamble online there for – it's actually pretty cool. You get, like, fantasy credits. You don't lose any money, but if you win enough, you qualify as a genius. You can win some – you can make some money just picking games for free online. Completely legal. You don't have to spend money at all. Good times over there. And what else? Oh, yeah, and we're on Stitcher. Shout out to all the people checking us out on Stitcher. Good times there. For Sean, stacking the green, he's
number 22 on the ping pong ladder over at 611 North Brand, if you want to come check me out. I'm usually playing between 3:30 and 4 o'clock.
Good times. Number 22 in the ping pong ladder, but number one in your hearts. Ryan Real Muddy Kramer, let it ride.